The Sadducees often collaborated with the Romans because of their concern for the temple as a religious and as a financial center of their faith. They often made undesirable compromises, deals with the Romans, in order to keep their power and their influence. And most importantly to us, the Sadducees did not believe in the continuity of life after death, and they rejected any talk of resurrection. Because they rejected the whole idea of resurrection and eternal life, this helps us to understand what they were trying to do when they questioned Jesus in today's gospel. They asked a question that was without a solution. They were not looking for an answer. They were not motivated by any desire to learn from the teacher. Their purpose in posing the question was to attempt to expose Jesus as a fraud whose teachings were without merit. They were playing a game of gotcha with Jesus. The question had nothing at all to do with marriage. It was focused on resurrection and eternal life. Their question was clever. Their question was well thought out. Their question was also malicious. They were trying to sandbag Jesus. They're out to bushwhack him. They were trying to discredit him. Of course, Jesus was much too smart for them. He knew what they were up to, and he answered them in a way that made their question appear to be pointless, made their question appear to be absurd. He did not let them bog him down with their what-if types of questions. Instead, he went right to the heart of what it was they were really doing. He spoke of the promise of resurrection. He spoke of the promise of new life. He told his listeners of the wonders of what he called the coming age. And he gave them a glimpse of what eternal life is like. What eternal life is like to those who have it promised to them, to those who have been deemed worthy. The promise that Jesus spoke of is also made to us. Although it's November, we must remember always that we are an Easter people. And as an Easter people, the assurance of resurrection and new life is made to each and every one of us. The words that Jesus used offer us just a peek at eternity. It's not that high-definition picture that we prefer, but it's framed in such a way as to make it understood that everlasting life in eternity is totally different from what we're experiencing in our lives on this earth.